Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
Hey, Mercedes, turn the music up.
Mercedes AMG SL. The storm is reborn.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
Good afternoon, my friends. This is Rob Pizzola. I am so glad you guys took the time to jump in. Wow. Today I decided that I would come on Wisdom. I wanted to say hello from Salt Lake City, Utah. And I wanted to talk to those people who we deal with on a daily basis who are maybe having financial difficulties, just getting through. This is not a conversation that I want to have with the people that, yeah, you have a company and you're $10 million down this quarter. That's not what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is the rock bottom. What am I going to do, Rob? I've got problems. I'm right now dealing with rent problems. I'm having trouble financially getting through, just being able to keep my head above water. Where do you find the job markets right now? Where are you finding yourself as you're really out there? Now, you guys, if you know me and if you follow me, you know I'm very, very direct, and I tend to give you the advice that you deserve. It might not be the advice that you want, but I'm going to tell you what you can do to bring yourself up to the next level. That's a large portion of what we do at Western Capital. We deal with businesses and individuals that are having problems financially. And that can be with, if you have a business and you do have a quarter where you're $10 million down, that's fine. I get that. And we have people, myself included, that can show up on your doorstep and fix your problem. No questions asked. However, there are some people who are saying, Rob, I get that. However, I can't even feed my family. Now, why would I bring this up? I had a client today who's a VIP client of Western Capital, and they called me and said they just got a notice that their food stamps are not going to be, they're not going to have that additional uptick for this month because the pandemic has officially been called off. Now, I don't recall, maybe you guys do, but I do not recall the last time somebody in the government said, hey, guys, guess what? The pandemic's over, so you all can go back to work now. I don't recall that happening. Do you? All I recall is them just going back and forth and saying, you know, maybe this works, maybe this doesn't. Interesting, isn't it? Nobody wants to take accountability. However, I am noticing, and I'm in the news media business, so I am noticing that we're not sitting here blasting every single day how many people have COVID. I think the American public is sick of it. If you're not in the United States, please bear with me because I'm going to focus on the United States here. So if you're having difficulties, if you've been laid off, if your employer chose not to bring you back, if you are one of those people that call me up and say, hey, Rob, I have not worked since 2020, and I really honestly, just being honest with you, Rob, I don't want to go back to work. There's no safety net for that person, right? But people are a victim of being in their history. People simply, they feel comfortable with where they're at, and they don't want to make changes. And guys, I get that. We can talk about that if you want to. Guys, my name is Robert Paizola, and I'm the CEO and president of Western Capital International. We're an international financial firm. We help businesses and individuals primarily that are having financial issues. If you're having credit issues, if you're a business, you're somebody who has a company and you're trying to figure out what do we do? Well, if you understand what I'm saying, then we work with your Dun & Bradstreet and we work with you to be able to build up a business credit line and be able to get your business funded. So we make you fundable. That's a business. That's the business side. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, if you're an individual, you're in the situation where your credit's been hit. You were told to go home on March 15th, 2020, and take three weeks out for the team. And then you never got called back. And then all of a sudden, things got tough. Maybe you did go through COVID. Maybe you had a loved one that passed because of COVID, and you saw them through the window, and they wouldn't even let you in the hospital to say goodbye. That's real, guys. That's real. I'm not here to discuss the fact, I don't want to even get into the issue of the COVID vaccine. I don't want to talk about that. But I want to talk about you and your life. You and your life. What is it that has changed in these past 2 years that can bring you to a different level? Well, first of all, we have to agree that things have changed. We have to agree that things are not the same as they were 2 years ago or 3 years ago. That's the first thing. Once we do that, we then figure out what the problem is. Well, Rob, it's pretty simple. My rent used to be $1,100 and now it's $2,100 because they added $1,000 to it. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that wages are not keeping up with that type of income in what I'm speaking of right now, your financial situation. So how are you dealing with it? There's a couple things you can say. You can say that you're living in your car and you're living in your motor home. You're living in Los Angeles. If any of you live in Los Angeles or live in California in the Bay Area, take a drive, guys. Take a drive and look at how your fellow mankind is living. Look how people are living right now. So sad. Do I think it's a governmental problem? No. I think we need to start stepping up and taking care of our own. Of course, I'm just this Mormon guy from Utah, so just kind of understand that. So I want to make sure that everybody's okay. But in the same respect, we have to take personal accountability. We have to work with our friends. And guys, this is something you might want to write down. People become successful by hanging with successful people. Let me repeat that. People become successful by hanging with successful people. If you want to be successful, find other people that are successful. If you want to learn how to be a financial genius, find people that are already a financial genius. Hang out with them. If you want to learn how to talk on wisdom and realize, I'll tell you what I do on wisdom. I'll tell you what I do. I use this as a platform. This broadcast is not going to the number of people you see in the number column. Okay. This could possibly go to 100,000 people. Well, Rob, that's great. How do you do that? Well, you use this as a platform and then you turn it into a podcast and then you release it. So I might be talking to 50,000, 60,000, 70,000 people. We're broadcasting in over 90 countries and in 4 languages. That's reality, guys. Now, how did I learn that? Because during COVID, I figured, well, you know what? I have to do something. So I want to figure out, you know, what is the best way? So if you Google my name and then type in Robert Paizola, you could type in media, anything like that, you're going to be able to see all the front page stories we were able to get on our company and on myself all over the world, because we basically taught people how to overcome the problems of COVID. And we actually did something. See, that's what I want to tell you. At the beginning of COVID, my friends, you all had a chance to do one of two things. You can sit back and you can say, you know what? I accept the way it is, and I'm just going to watch TV. You know what? And to some of you, that's exactly what you did, and that works. Because I'm not going to tell you there's right or wrong. It's simply a matter of what's real, right? Then there's some people that said, hey, I'm going to figure this out. And they find applications like Clubhouse, which when I would open a room in Clubhouse, if I could go right now, there'd be like 4,000 or 5,000 people there. I don't use Clubhouse. Clubhouse has turned into a cesspool. I have my ratings there and I have the people that follow me, but I simply do not believe that that is the place where I want to hang my sign and say that I can give back to society and mankind through Clubhouse. Thus, I have wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the base that we use to talk to you, that we take your word and make it go around the world. Every single word I'm saying, every single word you say when you come up on the stage, which you are invited, please come up and take a chance. Don't worry about how you sound. Just try it, guys. Trust me, I'm a nice guy. But everything we say will be transcribed and translated and be sent out all over the world. If you type in wisdom or Robert Paizola wisdom, you're going to see all of our translations and all of our different podcasts. And they all started here. So maybe the question is this. Rob, I'm on wisdom right now, and I'm trying to figure out what I can do to enhance my audience. What is it I can do to make money? What is it I can do to bring myself maybe to a different level with my listeners? Or, hey, Rob, I have a podcast, but it's just not growing. People aren't listening. What do I need to do to get people to stand up and say, hey, I'm here. Hello. Well, there you go. You guys have an opportunity right now to follow somebody, and you have all my links and LinkedIn and all that I will respond to you and I will follow you back if you take the time and you decide to follow me. I will provide you with guaranteed perfect content that you can use, content that will bring you to the next level in your life. Now, for those of you that are in your car, that are sitting here saying, oh my God, it is so difficult right now. What am I going to do? We have answers for you. The question is, have you reached out to anybody to ask that question? Has anybody even given you a possible solution to that answer? That's the question, isn't it? Rob, I have a podcast, or I want to have a podcast. How can I do it? Rob, what's the benefit of getting my name out there like that? Isn't that kind of crazy, putting yourself out there like that? Well, when you have 400,000 people on YouTube that listen to you all the time, there's a reason why they're listening. They're listening because they create value. You all have watched TV before, and you've seen people that do television. That's myself included. We sit there and look at cameras, and we talk to people all over the world and give our opinion, and people listen. Why is it that I do that, but you don't? Well, you probably have the smarts. You have to be what they call camera ready. In other words, ready to be able to be on target within seconds whenever they want you. In other words, they want you to go live. You go live, and your internet connection wherever you're at had better be good, because you're going out throughout the whole entire world. Okay, thank you. I'm noticing you guys are following this. Thank you, my friends. I appreciate that. So then the question is, what value do you bring? What value do you bring to the people that do listen to you? How do you help those people? How do you help the people that are in San Francisco or in Los Angeles right now that are living in tents? Specifically, if we talk about something like this, you own a $2 million condo in Los Angeles, and you walk down to your condo to the place where you're supposed to be leaving, and there are tents all around you as you walk out of your condo. That's a real thing. You spent $2 million on something. Now, let's bring it down to the average person. You're trying to live in Los Angeles, and you have $1,100? I don't even think you guys can get a place in LA for $1,100, can you? I don't think it's even possible. But let's just say it is. The landlords now are so upset because of the COVID restrictions and all of the politicizing. Oh, God, I can't even think, guys. But the word, because of all the politics that have gone on, and that they weren't allowed to kick people out, they lost millions and millions of dollars, right? So you have a lot of people right now that are those moratoriums are stopped. So they're like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Well, first of all, guys, if you don't know what to do, then I'll tell you. Number one, there are funds that the government has released, and there are funds available to help you to be able to stay in the place that you, where you live, okay? And I'm just gonna give you some generic information right now. Number one, please write this down. Dial 211. I think, yeah, it's star 211. No, 211. 211 is like the life advance line, right? That's the line that's gonna give you all the options of what you're available to get, what you're able to get. Now, if you're in a situation where you have children, for God's sakes, please do not use pride. Do not use pride to stop you from getting the benefits that you deserve. Right now, they're approving most people. Simply, thank you for the follows, my friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's interesting, all the people from Clubhouse are starting to listen. We're broadcasting right now on 7 different channels. So just to let you guys know, it's kind of interesting. But we're only talking to my friends here in Wisdom. But that's what's happening now. People are losing their place to live. Food stamps effective this month are no longer going to be re-upped. I guess that's what you call the top off. They're going to be topped off because of COVID. So you're going to lose that. And then you're going to say, well, gee, Rob, you know, that's nice, but I can't even make it now. And I'm getting an extra X number of dollars per child. Yeah, you're right. Kind of scary. Go to Walmart right now and just look at the price of stuff. You think that's crazy? How about talking about gasoline for your car? Wow. I mean, it's at what point is it called insane? For those of you that are in the CEO circle and in the millionaire circle, I'm not talking to you right now, but I will say this. Janet Yellen in the Federal Reserve said the other day, oops, we made a mistake. We didn't realize the inflation was gonna happen the way it happened. If any of you understand what that means, because you're listening to me, for God's sakes, this is the person who's in charge of the Federal Reserve. They're saying they didn't realize what they were doing. They said the index funding, they just printed money. Do you understand what they did, guys? For those of you that don't know, during the pandemic, the government said, we're going to start helping people. Well, the government didn't have a big pool of money, did they? No, because there's always been a deficit, true or false? Yes. And as they would help people, they would print more money. Now, let's just hypothecate for a second, or think out loud. Let's just think for a second. Let's assume there was $1 trillion in circulation before the COVID pandemic. $1 trillion. That's not the right number, but that's just an assumption. They printed the equivalent of $3 trillion. So they tripled it in the printing of the money. So what happens to that money, the valuation? The valuation of that money goes down, the currency valuation. I did a talk with Robert Kiyosaki. And if you guys look at my history, you'll see it. It's Robert Paizola and Robert Kiyosaki. We talked about the Federal Reserve and the changes in 1973. And you'll be able to see it. That's the type of caliber of people we interview when we talk on these platforms. And he said the minute they went away from the gold standard was the minute that everything it just hit chaos. Do you guys realize that if we hadn't gone away from the gold standard, that we would be probably, I don't think we would be as prosperous, but I think we would be more secure. Because right now we're running on thin air, my friends, okay? Thin air. So I hope some of you can understand this or relate to this. That's why I came in here and talked about one of my topics is always life coaching. So if you're a life coach, jump up on stage right now. Because you have people who are going through these things. And my question to you is, what are you saying to them? How are you helping these people? Because you know what? They'll tell you all day long, Rob, and I, guys, you guys can tell my background. You can look it up. You can see it. You can see my Facebook. You can see all that stuff there. I come from the Trump University. Okay. I taught the coaches how to coach. I taught the mentors how to be mentors. You're the ones that would pay me $25,000 to listen to me talk. Talk, 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 talk. Well, today you don't have to pay. Today I'm here just to answer your questions. But if you're a coach and if you are a life coach, I know the questions you're being asked. What do I do? What's your response? Create a budget. Okay, I'll go along with that one. I ask people to analyze their income. I'll go with that one. And then I'll take a look at their bills. And then we're going to figure out how to create equilibrium or create this the 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 equality between money in and money out. Is that possible? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to hear some life coaches tell me if they've been able to succeed in that one. But as a life coach, don't you find it interesting that your clients rely on you? For my friends, realize these people that we're helping, the group of people that we're targeting, that we're working with, that we're bringing to the next level, listen to every single word we say. We have an obligation and a responsibility. If you have the ability, or you have the ability as a, if you've been given the ability to communicate, if you've been given the ability to be somebody who is passionate about what you do and you have knowledge, you have the obligation to share that knowledge with other people. Listen carefully. If you have the ability and you have the knowledge to share, to give people, to help people, you have the obligation to share that knowledge with other people. Interesting, isn't it? It's amazing how many people say, Rob, I want to get involved in real estate. Okay, well, let's talk about real estate. However, the first three sessions we talk about are the marital disconnect in their life, the fact that their kids are out of control, the fact that they need coaching themselves on how to even simply get out of bed in the morning. Prime example. Rob, you have no idea how difficult it is for me just to put my feet on the floor and get up and face the day. Rob, you have no idea what it's like to go look for a job and have the door slam in my face. Rob, because I'm not Caucasian, I'm having problems and it's difficult. Boy, that's a tough one, isn't it? Who would even begin to touch that one on a platform like this? I will. Okay? This is not Clubhouse, so I will gladly, as long as people are intellectual about it, I'll discuss that. But as a life coach, we have to worry, and we worry a lot of times that we worry much more than you do about yourself. Whenever you get that eviction notice, my friends, we know because you call us and let us know. What do? Well, we try to connect you with resources and our friends, to figure out how we can help you. You see, that's what I told you before. If you want to be successful, hang out with successful people. If you want to hang out with people that are communicators, hang out with people that are communicators. If you're having problems financially, talk to the experts. Well, what is an expert, Rob? An expert's going to be somebody who is somebody that is an expert who is trained and understands how to handle you in your situation. And you know what? You might sound like you're ADD times 10, and I get that because I'm ADD times 10. I'm going to mirror you, and I'm not going to drive you crazy, but I'm going to help you understand exactly where it is that you're at. Will you want to do all the things I ask you to do? Probably not. Is it fun to sit down and figure out a budget when you don't have any money? No, not really. But realize, guys, technology is going overseas. Look at our call centers. Look at these jobs. Look at what's going on in this country right now. And look at what's going to happen in this country. I'll tell you that right now. I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah tonight. I'm in Salt Lake City. It's a whole different world here, guys, in Salt Lake City than it is in Las Vegas where I live. I live in Las Vegas and it's extremely different. Extremely different. Bottom line is, what can we do to help ourselves? You see, I can complain all day long, and my clients can complain all day long. Hilla Griselli, it's absolutely a pleasure to have you in the room. Thank you for coming, my friend. God bless you. So you see, we have friends. We have people who we know. If we don't know the answers, the people who coach you, the people that listen to you, the people that are listening right now will say, you know, hey, wait, I know this person that I heard the... Rob, or Griselia, yeah. Because maybe they have the answer that I don't have. That's the benefit of something like wisdom. That's the benefit of something that we come to and bring you value by saying, hey, we're here for you if you want to step up and ask for help or assistance. You know, I hate that word help. I don't like that word help. I shouldn't even be using it. Because think about this. And any of you have ever been advanced trained in NLP, or if you've been trained in something like an impact trainings, or if you've been through any type of experiential trainings, and there are some big ones like Landmark. If you've been through that, jump up on the stage now. That's not a request. That's a demand. Thank you. You understand. I'm allowed to talk to those people that this way. Because you have an obligation to help also, to assist other people. Assist means I'm working with you. We're working together. I'm help means I'm just like, oh, poor you. Let me see what I can do to help you. See, there's a difference. Isn't that interesting? It's different. To help someone means you feel like you're one up on somebody. To assist somebody means we walk together side by side towards a common goal. Now, just because we're talking doesn't mean I'm going to push you, stand behind you and push you forward. And I'm certainly not going to stand in front of you and pull you in front of me. No, I'm going to walk beside you at your speed and we're going to go exactly where it is you need to go. And I'll tell you this, as a coach, guys, there are no two similar circumstances. There just are not the same two circumstances. People all have different issues. Some people get locked down and they get locked up in dealing with their family. There are a lot of doctors on this app who I deal with all the time, psychologists of people who absolutely shut down because of familial problems. But that still doesn't answer your question, does it? Because then are you the victim? I guess you could be the victim. You could state you're the victim, but is that what you want to be? I don't think so. I don't think that's what you want. I think you want to be transcendental. You want to be something that is completely different. You want to experience something different than what you're experiencing right now. Now, maybe you're sitting here saying, you know what, Rob? You know what? I get what you're saying, my friend. I get what you're saying. But I don't agree because I'm just doing fine. Kareem, it's good to see you, my friend. It's good. I follow you all the time on all platforms. And that works then for you. And to some people, you're embarrassed because God forbid you have a problem. But guess what, guys? Think of this. Did we all not start at the exact same spot 2 years ago? Think about it. Did we all not start when we all were sent home? When I had to send all my employees home, when all the companies sent their people home, and we were told to take one for the team. Did that not give us a position to start with to say, okay, we are all now on equal footing? If the answer is no, I want you to explain to me why, but I'll tell you the answer is yes, because you were given unemployment. You were given certain things. Now, I will say this. Rob, you have no idea what it's like to get unemployment because I tried for months and months and months and I couldn't get anything. Yeah, you're right. I can also talk about PPP, EIDL, and everything else you want to talk about. But guess what, guys? We all kind of started from a position of like, oh my gosh, what the hell has happened? True or false? So as we think about where we've come from over these past few years, the question is, where are we going to go? What are we doing on this app? How are we servicing and serving people? How are we sharpening our sword, if you will? Before we realize that there are a lot of people that need assistance, we know that. I'm not talking financial assistance because that's not something we can talk about openly on an application like this. However, the number one thing that we need to talk about is we need to talk about where you're at psychologically. Because what has surprised my dear coach friends out here in this wonderful place we call wisdom, that there were more people that committed suicide, more people with suicidal ideation, more people that went into depression, more people that hit the absolute apex of not being healthy. Hello, Daryl. Welcome. God bless you, my friend. I love when Daryl comes in. What do you think happened to those people? Because guess what, my friends? The answer is this. The answer is there were more people impacted by those psychological inherent issues than were impacted by COVID. Now, why do I say this? Well, number one, I have accurate data to back it up from Johns Hopkins University. That's the first thing. So anything I say, if I can't back it up, I won't say it. Second thing, try to book an appointment right now with your psychologist or with a therapist or with a psychiatrist. Just get on the phone and try to make a phone call. try not having insurance right now and trying to, you were shut down. Your whole life got completely just, it catastrophized. And everybody handled it all differently, didn't they? You see, that's the miracle of how we are as individuals. We handle things all differently. Some people can handle, some people were able to handle everything. It was, they had family to back them up. I am one of those people. I was very, very blessed and very lucky. I'm just this white Mormon guy from Utah. But understand, my friends, understand. How many people do we know that just said, that's it. I can't handle it. I can't handle another day of this, Rob. I'm done. Well, if you want to find out the data, all you need to do is you need to look at the DEA and look at all the stuff that's coming, all the medication that is killing people on a daily basis. Go ahead and Google fentanyl death, 2020, 2021, 2022. Type that in. And look what now is happening. If you want to know where to start, how to figure out what's going on, because you really don't have a clue, type that in. If you want to know how to really destroy somebody, if you want to know how to destroy a nation, destroy the fathers. Destroy the family. Destroy the family unit. Is that happening right now? Well, we're in the middle of a war. Supposedly we're not. But what are they doing? They're destroying from the top down, aren't they? How many people do we know, if you look at the statistics, that have a full unified family? Mom, dad, kids, dog, house, car. Does it exist anymore? Is that something you can even attain? My answer is yes. Provided you do what I ask you to do. And that is align yourself with somebody who already has what you need. Align yourself with somebody who has the ability to do what it is you want to do. I tell people this all the time. If you can listen to what I'm saying, and if you'll stay in the room and listen, and we call this, we analyze everything. The minute you guys come in, the minute you leave, we analyze everything. It's called the stickiness. If you can do what I do and talk to people and break through their barriers and not even see them, I will guarantee you I can make you a millionaire. I will guarantee I can make you a millionaire. Because if you have the ability to listen to other people, that doesn't mean throw your world in there, impose your judgment on people. But if you have the ability to listen to what people are going through and to provide valuable feedback, not criticism. Notice the difference there. Feedback versus criticism. That's a whole different topic, isn't it? To my landmark friends. So I'm assuming out of the people that are in the room, nobody here has ever gone through any of the experiential trainings. I find that hard to believe because I know that some of you have. What would you tell your clients? You see, as a group, we create tribes. A family is a tribe, isn't it? A family is a tribe. We create magic. The things that we're depressed about, the things that happened during COVID, the things that brought us to the bottom of where we're at are now moving forward in some ways. Today I was getting my haircut in Salt Lake City. Actually called, I have a house here in Draper, Utah, also in Las Vegas. It's called Draper. And I went in and there was a sign in front of the hair salon. It was a great clip, so if you guys know what that is. $22 an hour to start. $22 an hour. Well, Rob, that's just crazy. I'm working for $9 an hour. Great. Jump up on the stage and let's talk. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? Why is a company like Great Clips paying $22 an hour and all you got to do is just Google it and call up and ask? Okay. Because they realize that people cannot live on the wages that they were paying. Do you realize that wrecked the corporate structure? Because so many people came in and said, you know what? We're no longer going to do this anymore. We're no longer going to work for 7:25, 8:25, 9:25, 10:25, 11, 12. Not going to do it. Because we can't live. It's not a living wage, is it? And if you guys are CEOs and you have something to bring to the table, how do you determine what you're paying your employees? Ah, that's interesting, isn't it? How do you determine how much you're paying your employees? Well, do you want your employees to live in their cars or do you want your employees to live a happy life? Well, I choose happy life. I choose happy life. Now, you're saying, well, Rob, I'm an employee, but they don't really care what I have to say. Really? I'll show you how to make them care. Use your voice. Get passionate. Assemble. Create. Do as we do. And just listen. If you don't get what I'm talking about, that's okay. I asked you the last time you've ever been to a wisdom talk and somebody sat here for all this time and talked to you like this without talking and getting a response. Because I know what you're going through. I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what it is that you're facing. The only question is, what are you going to do about it? You can do as a lot of my friends have done. You can go over to Clubhouse and you can hire yourself a wonderful, wonderful coach for $10,000. Congratulations, that might work for you. Although I seriously, seriously doubt it. If you're in a business, you might say, I want to start my own business, Rob, because you know what? Going from 9 to 5 to being a CEO of a company or going from 9 to 5 to running something is so difficult. Really? Why is it difficult? Tell me who you know. Do you know what a grant is? Are you African-American? If you are, wow, you have a better chance than I do. Amazing, isn't it? Notice the topics that I'm bringing up. Notice the topics. Rob, you don't understand because my marriage can't handle this. My marriage is absolutely just crazy because my husband lost his job. Then he was on unemployment. Then he got off unemployment. And then he lost it again. And now we're back at the beginning. And now we're getting kicked out of our apartment. And now we're living in our car. And on and on and on and on. You see, do you hang out with those that are in the same situation? Or do you seek to try to improve your situation? It's not rocket science, guys. I believe that every one of you have the ability to overcome the struggles and adversities that you faced. I also believe that all the people that we coach, thousands of people in our organization, understand from the top down where we stand on bringing people to the level that they need to be. We work with people from where they're at to where they need to be. And that means having the basics. You see, I can't teach you how to go out and buy real estate with no money down. Even if you sign up for a course of mine, or foreclosure, or tax liens, tax deeds. I can teach you that stuff, but guess what? Until I resolve the things inside you, until you figure out where you're at, you can't even dedicate the hour that I ask you once a week to talk to me. Because there's so much hysteria going on in your world. True or false? True. So if anybody's in this room and you feel the passion in my voice and you feel the sincerity and you understand that I'm here to assist you, and maybe you've listened and you're thinking, maybe I don't agree with some things, but I do agree with some other things, take a chance. Step up. Enjoy your free admission. It's not easy, guys. It's not easy at all. And you know what? That's why I'm here. That's why I don't go to Clubhouse, because all that happens is people start arguing and it becomes a Grant Cardone fest, discussing the ins and outs and how come Grant Cardone wants your last $1,000 you have. Disapprove of that completely. Go to grantcardone.com/disclosures. You'll see what I'm talking about. How in the heck can you invest money when you can't even afford food? Maybe you need a guide. Is it possible that maybe you need to be accountable to somebody? Being accountable, let's talk about that. Is life not better when you are accountable to somebody? If you're married, when you go home, is it not a better situation than to be single and to go home and to wonder, oh, we can talk about what I did today and make myself better. She can improve my life. Ooh, that's a tough one. That can go both ways. Improve your life or devastate your life. I'm not going to get into that, but that's a real issue. As a life coach, we need to find out what it is. If you guys want to, just for fun, if you want to just do this, go on Google and type in the words Western Capital VIP documents. Download the VIP packet and just go through that first packet that's there and notice the first things, no matter what you want. If you want me to teach you about real estate or teach you about finance or teach you about how to use your Harvard MBA in the right way. And believe it or not, we have a lot of people here that are doctors and people that are experts in this field. Neuro-linguistics, things that you would not even imagine, the people we have access to help you. But look at those questions we're asking. What is it that is causing the distress in your world? Why would we ask those questions? Because we have to get through those questions and figure out a baseline of where you're at. Once we do that, then we're able to move to the next level. Who determines that? You do. Good afternoon, Dr. Rao. One of my absolute amazing mentors. You see, guys, people that make hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars are here right now to help you, are here right now to assist you, are here right now to show you that there is a way, to show you that, you know what, you're not alone. And then you might have the question, well, that sounds great, but well, how the hell did you be able to make that kind of money? All you got to do is ask. You see, everybody, as I said, is starting at the same point. Now, I have to mention this because this is a fact. I learned from my mentor, and he said this specifically, Rob, and I, as I explained, because believe it or not, guys, mentors have mentors too. Coaches have coaches too. Okay, that's just the way it is. My advice from my mentor was, you can't spend all day long on the internet and be connected digitally and not understand the true experience of life. For you are missing out on what is true. So in other words, Rob, it's great that you're making what you're making. It's great you're doing what you're doing. However, is that really the goal? Does that serve you at the end of the day? And I learned very, very clearly that I have to do what's called decompress. At the end of the day, I have a time when I have to turn off all the devices and I have to go inside and look inside myself, because once I look inside myself, I can say, you know what? The day is over. We shall start tomorrow. Thank you. Because if I do not do that, if I don't stop, it will continue and it will never, ever end. It's otherwise known as a technological sunset, right? Think about that for a second. What if you could turn off all your devices and you would not sit here 24 hours a day online listening to people or online playing games or whatever you're doing? What if you were to spend that time to develop a relationship with your family? What if you were to spend that time developing a relationship with the people you love? Wow. Wouldn't that be amazing? Now, there are also people in here, because I'm looking at the list of people that are millionaires. Absolutely. I'm looking right now at the list. I'm looking at every one of you. Obviously, confidentiality prohibits me from saying who you are, but these are people who I'm going to take one leap of faith here. Steve-O, you got a client that is having problems. They're having problems in their marriage. They're having problems in their job. They don't see a way out of the paradigm that they're in. What do we do as coaches, as mentors, as leaders, as people that develop people, as people that people listen to, as people that write books, as people that listen and are on TV? What can we do to show people that there is not only hope, but there's a solution? Now, what you guys don't know is I just met Steve tonight, and there's an interesting thing that happens. You meet people, and automatically you click. Has it ever happened to you? Yeah. He was in my friend Mojo's room. We were doing a live. And all of a sudden, Steve pops up. Steve's funny as heck. You'll love Steve. And Steve's saying, Rob. And he played the devil's advocate. I loved it. I loved it. But Steve cares. Steve really, 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 really dug deep on some of the issues we were talking about. And that's what he did. So he's now on my top 25 list. I'm sure he'll become higher eventually. But people ask all the time, what can we do to fix those problems that we see as problems? You see, guys, it's not a matter of what the problem is that you see right now. It's a matter of what you're going to do with it. Thank you for all the follows. My God, this is crazy. I'm getting follows on all my platforms. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I will promise you right now, as I sit here, I promise you, I will never, ever, ever go live unless I'm 100% and I'm here to give you value. Never. I will never do it. And you can listen to all the talks beneath me. I will bring you some of the top people around the world, and I will make sure that you guys understand. You guys, my podcast is right below here. Subscribe to my podcast. You want to see how powerful we are? You want to see how much our voice illuminates across the world? It's certainly not for the number of people in here. Although this is my target market right now, my target audience is you. Well, Rob, how's it possible to get 100,000 viewers or 100,000 listeners on a wisdom podcast with X number of people in it? It's a good question. I wish you might want to come up and ask. Now I'll go to the most difficult part of the issue. How many of you have communication? You're either on a podcast, you're doing something, but you're making less than $10,000 a month. If you're making less than $10,000 a month and you have a podcast or you are writing books or you're writing ebooks or you're doing something, you are failing. F-A-I-L-I-N-G. Do you understand? Because the audience that we have is extremely enormous. And people will listen to you if you bring value to their life. And there's people out here right now that are probably crying. Because they're like, how in the hell does he understand what's going on? How does he know what my life is like? How does he know where I've been or where I'm going? Simply because I've been through it with you guys. See, everything I'm talking about, I've experienced before. Let's not forget that. I've experienced the ups and downs you guys have. Same thing. And boy, did I learn a lot. I'm humble when I hear Dr. Rao come and talk to me and tell me that I need to back off and take my time and go sit with the grass and sit outside and realize that there's more than the digital domain outside that brings in money to our company. That there are real human beings on the other end of this that are listening. They're going to share this and go, oh my gosh, for real? Yeah, for real. You see, that's why it's so important that I have to watch what I say. I already explained to you. I just can't sit here and talk in circles, talk as if there's nothing wrong with what I'm saying. I have to get inside you so that you understand the true you, so that you understand what you are bringing to the table of life, and you have that beautiful buffet of life that you have to offer not only yourself, but your loved ones. But what's wrong? What happened? Well, Rob, it used to be that way, but now it's not. Okay, I get it. It used to be, but it's not. I get it. Things change. We have to be pliable. We have to be open to the options that things in life will change. We have to be open to the options that there are people that will bring us value at the time when we deserve it. What do they say? Sit back and the teacher will appear when it's time. You don't have to acknowledge the teacher. I can sit here for hours and talk. I don't need to be acknowledged. But I do and will tell you that if you do have an issue or you have an issue that needs to be resolved, or you have a problem, or you are being evicted, or you are almost being kicked out on the street, we probably should have a little discussion. Yeah. Earth to you. And as I said before, if you are a communicator, if you're a doctor, if you're somebody who has the ability to bring value to somebody, and you're in here right now and there are people in here that are suffering, shame on you. Shame on you. You have all this knowledge, but you're not sharing it. Why? Is it because you want a $10,000 down payment on your $25,000 contract? Okay, I get you. I get it. Daryl, we don't need to have you pull over this time, buddy. I got Daryl in such an uproar last time that he had to pull his car over because of where we were going. But you know what? That's our obligation as communicators. That's our obligation as leaders. That's our obligation as people who know people who can help you. There's not a problem in the world you can throw my way that I cannot figure out a way with my associates and friends and colleagues and everybody else to be able to assist you. Why do you think people go to school and go to med school? And why do you think people go to get to be a psychologist or to be a psychiatrist? Why do you think they do all that? They're learning the value of knowledge, the human body, the human brain. They know how things work. They understand how people think. And when you understand how people think and you understand the correlation between congruity means we are all the same. We're all the same. With some very, very different degrees. Now, I'll even go to another broadcast we had the other day. But people say that we're all water. Okay. 80% water. We're all the same. Our DNA is all the same. That's 20% that's different. That's 20% that we have. And if you're writing this down, take notes, guys. You give a certain vibration wherever you go. Listen carefully. When you talk to people, when you present yourself, when you do the things you need to do to bring others to be aware of you, to assist you, or for you to assist them, you create an aura. That aura is something that people can feel. For instance, if you were to walk into a room, in a ballroom, and you're hearing me right now in my true, authentic self, until I disconnect tonight from my digital journey and I stop because my coach said so, right? Will you not be radiated towards someone who has this type of passion? Or will it be the guy that goes, hi guys, welcome. Today we're going to sit around and my name is Rob and I'm glad. Okay. How many of you are doctors in here that are finding out that a lot of your patients, we talked about this. We talked about suicidal ideation. This is serious, guys. This is deadly serious right now. You realize this is worse than any crisis we've ever gone through right now as a nation in the United States. People don't know how to cope. They don't know how to discuss. They don't know how to bring their thoughts to the table. So they turn to drugs. And guess what? Those drugs are full of things that can kill you. What do you think is happening right now? I said the best way to totally destroy a country is to destroy the family. True or false? Absolutely true. The best way to destroy the family is to destroy the father. True or false? True. Look at the war we're involved in right now. Oh, no, Rob, we're not involved in a war. We're not involved in that. That's NATO. Really? You want to have a discussion? Let's do it. Guys, you are loved by God more than you have any idea. And things present themselves in your life that you have no... Thank you for all these follows, guys. Thank you for all the responses. But you're loved. And once you realize that you're loved and that you're worthy of love, right? That's when the box opens up and that's when you can say, you know what? I don't want to mute from you guys. Sorry about that. It was a telephone call that came in. But what do you do? So the question is, as it always has been, you're facing a difficult time right now. You're not a CEO of a company, but you're figuring out life just the way it's presenting itself to you. And you know what? It's not easy. Oh, it's not easy at all, is it? And you're saying, what do I do? And if that's where you're at, hey, I'm here for you. We're here for you. There's a group of people on this application, believe it or not, including our dear friend, our CEO here, who we're going to be doing an interview, hopefully in Las Vegas very, very soon with Dow. And you'll be able to see that. See, we all meet each other. We all bring value to each other. The people that bring value to each other are people that can work together. People who work together make money together. People that work together invest in each other's companies and make money for the other people. Surprise. People go with what they're comfortable with, don't they? Yeah. You can sit and make 1,000 cold calls and hope to gosh somebody falls in love with you and wants to help you. Or you can find one person who truly, 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 truly you resonate with, that understands your relationships you've gone through, that understands the issues you've been through, the issues you're experiencing. Maybe you don't know how to articulate it. That's fine. But maybe this has blessed you in some way that you'll be able to figure out that you do have value and you do have that raw inner core of strength to be able to say, you know what, I can make it through this. Guys, it's not easy. I will stand firm very clearly and tell you that, you know, I realize where apartment prices are at right now. I realize that people are homeless. I realize the problems that are going on in California. I realize what's happening in Texas right now. I realize the people that are shooting at malls. I realize the people that are having shootings in schools. What in the hell is going on? I don't recall when I was a child having to have shooter drills. Do you? Somebody decided one time that it's just going to be the thing. And every single day you turn on the TV and something happens. Why is that? Where does this belief that it's okay to do that come from? Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think it comes right back to where I've been talking for the past few minutes. I think it comes from the lack of the familial unit. If there is no father, there is no mother, there is no family, if you're just out on your own, hanging out by yourself, it's going to be a tough, 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 tough road. And you know what? You're probably going to give up because you're going to go, what, you know, you're like, oh man. By the way, at Clubhouse right now, we're at 3,980 people. But they don't get to talk. Only you guys do. So what do you do? What I will do is I will commit to give you results. I will commit to be your friend. I will commit that if you are honest with me and you are living in integrity in everything you do, that I will bring you a way to resolve the issues that you face. If you're an educator, I promise I will pry you away from your keyboard for enough time to speak to people that need your help. As this is being syndicated around the world, and I guarantee you there'll be at least 100,000 people listening to this in 4 different languages in 90 countries. Rob, how do you do that? Well, none of you guys asked. That's how we do it. How do you make $10,000 a month on wisdom? How do you make $10,000 a month on a podcast? Check out the podcast. We're sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. How did we get that sponsorship? Nobody asked. But then there are people that are podcast experts on here, aren't they? Sure there are. There are people on Clubhouse that are experts. There are people on every social media platform that you'll come across. Give it a try. Maybe they have something to bring to you. I don't know. Maybe they do. But if they don't, what can it hurt by asking a question? And maybe you don't like my attitude. Maybe you don't like the way I come across. I get that. But guys, if you're in quicksand, you got to have a handout saying, I'm in quicksand, I'm falling, help me, show me the way. You see, we can't read minds. Life coaches, business coaches, we can't read minds. The only time we can do anything is whenever we have hard data in front of us and we hear you talking and you're telling us exactly where you're at so that we can lead you to the place where you want to go. And guess what that requires of you? For you to do one thing, to tell us where it is you choose to be. If you tell us where you choose to be, we will figure out the route to take you where you want to go. Very simple. This has been a pleasure to talk to you. I will be on here for another 2 minutes unless somebody comes up. 2 minutes. That's my gift to you. If you think the gift is not valid, then continue to do what you do and I guess you're okay, right? Do what you do and everything works exactly the way it is because you have it all figured out. Congratulations. Man, our clients, the things that they tell us, the things that they're going through. If I did not have the knowledge and have people that I work with, people telling me, giving me feedback, giving me advice, I don't know whether I could do it because the struggle is real, guys. The struggle is real. Being able to step out of yourself and being able to have a place to live, the food you need, religion. Whoa, he said that. Can't believe that. A good friend. Someone who authentically cares about you. Then what for is the purpose of life? And you will become one of those people who I told you during COVID, you'll become a statistic. The statistics don't lie, guys. They don't lie. More people died because of psychological and suicidal issues during COVID than COVID itself. Now, also remember, if you had an auto accident and went to the hospital, you were coded as COVID on your death certificate. Let me say that very clearly. They had incentives, financial incentives, great financial incentives, as any doctor will tell you. No one is asking you to figure this out alone. No one, if you, wherever you're at in the world, wherever you're listening to this, please understand, we do care. It is our goal to bring you the best experts from around the world that can help you in your time of need. If you're a business, we can take you from $100,000 to $20 million. If you're an individual, you're trying to get your name out, you're trying to figure out how to get people to listen to what you have to say because you do have something valuable and different to say, we can help you. If you want to figure out how to make money online, we probably can help you there too. So get your pens out, guys, and just write this down. Number one, you're going to write, if you're going to be online and be successful, you're going to, number one, you're going to use Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. That is being able to use the talent around the country, around the world, that will help you be able to establish everything you want without you spending a ton of money. Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. Number two, you're going to create ebooks. Google it if you don't know what it is. You're going to create a website where you give that stuff away. You're also going to spend time on Clubhouse. You're going to spend time on Wisdom. You're going to spend time as, you're going to talk to me, and you're going to spend time on OWLL, O-W-L-L. O-W-W-L-L, O-W-L, and you're going to be considered an expert. And if you talk to me and I believe in you, I'm going to vet for you and work with you. And you're going to make money. Interesting, huh? You're going to do Facebook Lives. You're going to do Instagram Lives. You're going to put yourself out there. Right now, you guys are looking at a picture right now. I have no problem if you go live with me and look at my face. If you see me right now. You have to realize, guys, if you're a client of mine, we will be going live in video one-on-one within the first 24 hours. Pictures don't work. I want to see who you are. I want to see what's in your soul. I want to see everything that you have. I want you exposed so I can help you with every option and every part of my being. To my dear friends who are here, oh my God, okay. To my friends that are here that are the owners and CEOs of this application, the people that started this, let me tell you that you have created a dynasty which will live because there are people like myself who will carry it around the world. I promise you that we will not let you down. I promise you that we will tell people about it. And I promise you that we will show you how to have people become financially successful because of what you've created. and we believe in this platform. Guys, my name is Robert Pizzell, and I am the president and CEO of Western Capital International. We're based in Los Angeles, California, with offices in Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Miami, New York. We're here to help you. Everything we do is all about bringing you to the next level. But it does require one thing, and that's for you to simply say, I'm here, show me. If you choose and you're listening to this at a later time, simply send an email to Robert, or actually VIP to my team because I won't get it, VIP at mycollector, M-Y-C-O-L-L-E-C-T-O-R, or if you're dealing with debt collectors, we can deal with that too, mycollector.net. If you want to know all about me, guys, just go to Robert Pizzola. You see my name right there? It's right underneath my picture, robertpizzola.com. If you're listening on replay, there you go. To our friends around the world, I need you to dial the United States prefix. Usually it's one or star one, whatever it happens to be, whatever country you're listening to us from. Then I need you to dial 702-219-3624. That's also going to work for SMS, for text messaging. We have a full staff that's able to handle these, handle everything that comes in as it does. I do ask you, though, if you do send an email to our office and you rewind this and you listen, that you put in this subject, I heard you on wisdom. Okay, I ask you to do that because then I'll prioritize you, because we get people from all over trying to. 17 years, guys, we built the 17 years it's taken to get to where we're at right now. And it's been a long journey. And I got lucky along the way. Great family. I was able to buy Bitcoin back in 2016. I mean, it's crazy. Crazy things happen when you're willing to be open and be willing to be vulnerable. Toll free in the United States, 1-800-373-8913. If you're following us right now, I notice a lot of you. We've got over 100 people asking to follow on Facebook. We will follow you back. Go ahead and follow, and then we'll add you as a friend if we have any room. I don't even know. I think I'm at maxed out at 5,000, but I know we have over 100,000 people and followers. So you will be notified every time we go live, and you'll be able to see the video. Or you can go to Facebook right now, and you can probably see it live. I think I'm live right now on Facebook. You can see what I actually look like. It's me. Trust me. So I wish you the best, my friends. I wish you the best, and I want you to have everything that your heart desires. And you know what? If something in this conversation today feels like you need to talk to me, do what you need to do to get a hold of me. It's that simple. I am a life coach. I am a business coach. I am somebody who will work with you to take you where you want to go. And you don't have to do it in a public forum if you don't want to, but you at least have to express what it is that you want. I love you, my friends. I really, really do. And I care. And if you have any question on who you're listening to right now, all you need to do is Google my name and you'll be able to tell. Look at all the links that you're seeing here and that will speak words. There's no way to BS a LinkedIn profile. Trust me. You don't get CEOs from around the world saying you're okay, you're good, if there's not something substantive behind you. I wish you the best, my friends. God bless you, and thank you for your time and this beautiful gift that I've been given to talk to you. This is Robert Pizzola. Right now, it's 7:34 p.m. in Los Angeles, California, on Monday, June 6, 2022. No portion of this broadcast may be replicated or transmitted without the express written consent of Western Capital International by sending an email to legal@wcilaw.com. This will be translated and transmitted around the world for publication on all of our websites, including the website you see on this website. Good day, my friends.
Next guest is warning that a massive market crash is coming in October. Robert Kiyosaki is an entrepreneur, personal finance guru, and the author of more than 26 books, including the international bestseller, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Robert, good to have you back with
us. Oh, thank you, Michelle. I appreciate your being part of your program. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate your insight, and we want to get those insights on this October crash. Secretary Yellen is warning that if Congress doesn't raise the debt limit by October 18th, that there'll be a financial crisis, a calamity, as she calls it. Is this what you think will trigger this October crash?
Well, I think it's already been triggered, personally, because after I posted that market crash, you know, the S&P 500 is really the S&P 7, and it's being held up by Treasury Secretary Yellen and Powell. So there's no correlation between the economy and what Yellen and Powell are doing. Now, I'll say one more thing, is that I'm a little strange in that I like crashes. So this next crash is going to be really, really good, but it'll bring down gold, silver, Bitcoin, stocks. But the good news is a crash is a good time to get rich. So that's why I'm optimistic, and I'm very optimistic on gold, silver, and Bitcoin, not on stocks.
All right. Well, let's first focus on the equity side of this crash, and then talk about gold, silver, and Bitcoin. So what do you think essentially really triggers this? When you say crash, how many percentage points are you talking here? What do you anticipate?
Well, the big debate is there inflation or deflation? And if you look historically, what's happened today is the nominal debt to GDP is a correlation of M2, the volume of money, times the velocity of money.
Right.
And the reason Yellen and Powell are scrambling is because they've expanded M2, so everybody thinks it's going to be inflation. But velocity of money, which is what Jim Rekers and I always talk about, the velocity of money is plummeting. People are not spending. So they pump all this money in, prices go up. Meanwhile, the Asians are catching up now. The ports are finally open. So it is transitory inflation. But the problem is we're stacked with this massive debt, and all it's done is bump up the stock market and real estate market. The money has not gone into the economy. That's the sad part. So the rich get richer, but the poor and middle class are getting poorer. It is tragic what's happening today.
So what sets this off? Do you anticipate that there won't be some kind of way to raise the debt ceiling come October 18th?
Well, they can do all they like, but I'll just say it again, it's M2, which is money supply, times velocity.
Right, but what's the trigger? What is the trigger that all of a sudden destroys investor confidence, which is already a little shaky at the moment when investors really look at the fundamentals, but what's the trigger that really shatters investor confidence in the equity markets?
Well, I don't know what it'll exactly be, but you can't keep printing fake money. You know, that's M2. And the velocity of money keeps dropping, but the debt keeps going up. So you and I don't have to go to Harvard to understand. That's not good. So they're just going to keep doing the same old thing. And meanwhile, you know, that's what we're doing today is actually going to kill the economy too, because you and I are now on, let's say, Zoom. So technology is going to wipe out more jobs. Like, who's going to fly? Who's going to stay at a hotel? You know, I can now do more seminars in a day. You know, I did one the other day. I did a recording in Europe. I did one in the States. And then that evening, I did one in Singapore. I don't climb on an airplane. So meanwhile, they're trying to keep these dead industries afloat. And somebody's going to say, hey, it cannot go much further. And it's coming this October, because the velocity of money is now too slow. Savings are going up, spending is going down.
Well, look, I mean, technology can be deflationary, as you say, but you know, when it comes to in-person meetings and webinars and conferences, you can't really replace that in-person connection that you get. But yeah, to your point, the fact that people are having Zoom meetings has certainly reduced business travel, certainly very much for the time being. I'm interested, though, Robert, why you say that when this equity market crashes, that gold, silver, and Bitcoin are all going to crash as well.
This is going to be the biggest crash in world history. We have never had this much debt pumped up. Debt is the biggest problem of all, but that's called M2, money supply. And the debt to GDP ratio is out of sight. So when it comes down, which it brings everything down with it, that's when I'm going to be buying more gold, silver, and Bitcoin. If I could say a couple more things, as published this book, it's called The Capitalist Manifesto. It comes out November 10th. And I want to give people the big picture. The reason I don't care for Yellen or Powell, because they're both Marxist. And when I say that, I get nailed. But I will read you a quote from Lenin. Okay, this is Vladimir. He says, the establishment of a central bank, this is a direct quote, is 90% of a communizing of a nation. That's Yellen and Powell. And the other statement from Lenin is, and this is in the manifesto here, the best way to destroy the capitalist system is to debauch the currency. So Michelle, every time I've been on your program, I just say the same thing. I like gold over Bitcoin because I don't trust the Treasury. I don't trust the Fed. And you know, Ron Paul said we should end the Fed. I agree with them. They're actually Marxist organizations. And that's what I cover in my book coming out November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday, is we need the capitalist manifesto. And that's why gold, silver, and Bitcoin are for capitalists.
Well, I'm going to focus a little bit on what you said with a Marxist angle, because this, to your point, plays right into it, this conversation that with the political impasse over raising the debt ceiling, that talk of a $1 trillion platinum U.S. coin has now returned to Washington. Now, this would be unprecedented, but not necessarily illegal. There's a 1997 law, which in theory allows the Treasury Secretary to authorize a platinum coin at the value of his or her discretion. So in theory, Yellen could mint a $1 trillion platinum coin and deposit it in the Federal Reserve, and that ceiling issue solved. Now, look, it's an accounting gimmick to people with critical thinking, but what do you make of this platinum coin idea? Do you think it happening? And if it does happen, what impact do you think it would have?
That's just desperate people doing desperate things. And as you and I know, the stock market, because it's not the S&P 500, it's the S&P 7. And the separation between the stock market and the economy has never been worse. You know, I'm just disturbed because the money is staying only in the investor market. Every time the Fed does something, the Treasury does something, only guys like me get richer. But the money is not going into the real economy. They're not investing. They haven't invested for years in plant and equipment. So we have massive, massive unemployment and underemployment. And that's why I called Lenin, the establishment of a central bank is 90% of communism. And the best way to destroy a capitalist system is to debauch the currency. That was in 1971 that Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard. So in this book here, I kind of woke up in 1972 as a Marine pilot flying in Vietnam. And I went behind enemy lines in Vietnam looking for gold because it was illegal in 1972 for Americans to own gold.
And yet you say that, Robert, that gold is going to crash in this, is along with the equities, along with everything else. So how does one protect one's assets if this crash that you're predicting does indeed happen, if you're saying that gold's going down with it too?
Well, because I bought gold when it was $350 an ounce. You see, every professional investor knows it's not when you sell, it's when you buy. So I bought Bitcoin at 6,000 and 7,000. So I'm just saying, I'm a pure capitalist. When markets crash, it's the best time to get rich. So I'm getting very excited about a crash coming because the better stocks will come available. Unfortunately, Michelle, there will be massive social unrest. That's what I'm more concerned about, because we have not reinvested. The Fed and the Treasury have only invested in the investor class. They haven't invested in the working class. And the working class is without jobs, without pay, without this. Their 401ks are going to get toasted. And that's why I'm more saying, I don't like what's happening. I mean, I live in Arizona. Our southern border is wide open. In Afghanistan, they armed the Taliban. And then they took our weapons. They gave our best weapons to Russia and China. And now the Taliban will use our weapons against our only ally in the region, Israel. Something really strange is going on, Michelle. So that's why I wrote this book a while ago. It's called The Capitalist Manifesto, We have to fight back against socialism and Marxism.
So for an investor watching this and seeing the economic fundamentals crumble, as you point out that they are, seeing the geopolitical unrest and tension, what can an individual investor that's getting this information from you do in anticipation of this?
Well, number one, watch Kitco News. I have a headsets on. I'm tuned in to YouTube and all the financial markets 24/7. And that's one of the best things about technology. This COVID thing really pushed up technology. And I love YouTube. I listen to some of the most smart guys on planet Earth. And I was listening to Lacey Hunt, and he's talking about deflation. Then I listened to Rickards, and he talks about deflation. And Yellen and Powell, who work for the Fed and for the Treasury, they both work for the Fed, which, again, is a communist organization. He'll say so in here. Time to wake up is what I'm saying.
All right, but what should you do? Are you saying get out of equities, get out of your positions, stay in cash and keep that cash on the sideline to take advantage of the crash? What are you saying that an investor who's watching Kitco, who's watching these other channels, who's watching your channel, should potentially do in order to best protect their portfolio?
Well, that's a great question, because the only reason you'd be worried, it really goes back to what did you buy?
Yeah.
Remember, your profit is made when you buy, not when you sell. So I remember in 2000, gold went down to like 300 or something like this. I thought I died and went to heaven. I just backed up the truck. So when Bitcoin went to, let's say, 20,000, I was going, well, that's kind of interesting. So when it backed down to 3, then rebounded to 6, I picked it up at 6, and that's 41 today. So your profits are made when you buy, not when you sell. So if you're worried about your position, you probably bought too high.
So you're holding on to your gold, silver, and Bitcoin, clearly. Do you think that after this October crash happens, that there'll be significant appreciation, a significant rally of all of those assets afterwards?
I believe so. That's why I started this whole thing. I am very bullish gold, silver, and Bitcoin, but I'm very anti-Fed and Treasury. And I think it's very interesting that Yellen came from the Fed. And let me repeat, Lenin, again, the establishment of a central bank is 90% of communizing a nation. That's in this book, Capitalist Manifesto. I think we better wake up, because our academics, our school teachers, are Marxist. And I'm not saying that bad. My poor dad was a Marxist, but he didn't know it. He's a good man. He's a school teacher. But he didn't know anything about money. Nothing. And so that's what they're teaching our kids. They're teaching woke, critical race theory. I don't know what else, sexual gendering and all this. I'm going, hey, why don't you just learn to buy gold, silver, Bitcoin, and be okay? You know? And I've been accused of being a racist so many times. I go, and then I was accused of being a white supremacist. And I looked in the mirror and said, no, I'm still Asian.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a Marine.
and we thank you for your service. Now, you touched on Afghanistan, and I do want to talk to you a little bit more about that, because there is concern that the debacle in Afghanistan has essentially eroded faith in the U.S. military and the U.S. government. And if essentially the dollar is backed by the full faith of the U.S. government, once there is a decline of faith in the U.S., that essentially means an erosion of faith in the U.S. dollar. And the Afghanistan move could embolden China to act against Taiwan or create other geopolitical tensions. And then the Biden administration may be revealed as ineffective there again, and that would further erode confidence in the dollar. So what are the long-term consequences, do you think, on the U.S. dollar and economy of the Afghanistan withdrawal?
Well, it just shows how cowardly Biden is. They put a Marine lieutenant colonel in jail, you know, because he criticized our Joint Chiefs of Staff. They put him in solitary. What's happening to this country? But the interesting thing is, because I'm always, you always got to be optimistic, is China then flew their jets over Taiwan. Now, that's really good news, is because Arizona is known as Silicon Desert. So Arizona already has Taiwan semiconductors being manufactured here. So when people say, well, how come you're in Arizona? It's hot. I said, because Taiwan semiconductors is here.
So you're predicting that there'll be tensions between China and Taiwan, which will then benefit Arizona because it's well positioned to take over the big semiconductor sector.
I think this Biden and Kamala, I'm not Republican or Democrat. It's a free country. You want to be a communist, you want to be a Marxist, you want to be a fascist, you want to be a Republican or Democrat. I'm a capitalist. I just look at things like this, and I think what happened in Afghanistan, because I was part of 1975, the evacuation of Saigon. What we have done, we sold America down the drain. And I'm a Marine. I went to military school. And so I'm pretty hard line on that, but I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid. I don't believe these politicians. Donald Trump and I are good friends. I know he's hated, but he and I are good friends. He's a capitalist like me. Kamala and Biden are Marxists.
Well, of course, it's still a free country, still, for the most part, so you're still entitled to your opinion. Yeah. Although sometimes one thinks differently with the way the cancel culture plays out. I do want to get your opinion on this idea of a digital dollar, a so-called Fed coin, central bank digital currencies that the U.S. may follow in China's lead, which means that there will be total control of every single currency unit. Do you think that this could happen in the U.S.?
Michelle, I think you're on the pulse. I'm more afraid of the Fed coin than anything else. It'll totally be central control of the economy and our lives. They'll monitor everything we do by how we spend our money. Our freedom will be gone. So the Fed coin, and what happened in China, they just denounced Bitcoin. I think they want to take away all of our rights with gold, silver, and crypto and go back to full centralized control. Just look at it again. Janet Yellen came from the Fed. So does this guy Powell. It's now the Treasury and the Fed are one centralized government. So I would suggest you study your history and study your... And just look at it. Look at the borders. I mean, in Arizona, we had 34,000 undocumented immigrants cross our border. Why are they doing that? And I talked to this guy, Sheriff Mark Lamb, who is the sheriff of Pinal County. He says the federal government is tying their hands. They cannot do anything to stop these immigrants from coming across. So that's why I wrote this book here, The Capitalist Manifesto. Is something especially going on. It's been going on for years. So that's why the book starts with me flying in Vietnam, going behind enemy lines to buy gold. In 1972, an American owning gold was illegal. So I bought my first gold coin, a South African Kruger ran in Hong Kong, and I became a criminal. Because in 1972, I had to smuggle that damn Krugerrand into the U.S. I still have that Krugerrand today. I paid $50 for it. So I'll say it again. Your profit is made when you buy, not when you sell. So I'll probably never sell that Krugerrand. I don't have to.
Well, but Robert, you just said that you do anticipate that the government may make Bitcoin illegal, especially if there is the Fed coin, the central bank digital currency, taking the People's Bank of China's lead there, which, as we said, is tremendously disconcerting in that it is a complete eradication of privacy and total government control. So if you think that the government is going to step in and outlaw Bitcoin, why does it make sense to invest in Bitcoin?
Well, right now it makes sense to get out of the reach of the Fed and the Treasury. Let me read you one more statement from this book, Capitalist Manifesto. It's by Lenin. Fascism is capitalism in decay. So therefore, it's not just Fedcoin. We're forced to wear masks. We're forced to get vaccinated. As we speak, thousands of healthcare workers are losing their jobs. Military officers are losing their jobs. This is fascism. So Fedcoin is one more step into fascism. So what I am doing is I am buying gold, silver, Bitcoin, and cash, and I hate to say this, wallets, because I got deplatformed for that, because they're going to start track with this blockchain, they can track everything. So they can, as I forgot the comedian, but he said, they're going to track you by your bullet. So they can track everything now. So I want everything possible, gold, silver, Bitcoin, and my bullets that are not trackable. You cannot trace me. So as I've said on Kitco many times, and I love you guys, is that gold is for saving, silver is for spending, and silver and bullets are for protecting. You've got to control that for yourself.
And where do you see Bitcoin and Ethereum fitting into this picture?
We're going to become outlaws. We're already outlaws. I mean, when I talk to the young hodlers and all this stuff, I'm old enough to be their great grandfather, but we're still rebels, you know. We still refuse to have our hands tied and let off to jail, like the Marine Lieutenant Colonel did for criticizing the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We're losing our freedoms, Michelle. I'm a Marine. I didn't fight for Bitcoin or gold. I fought for our freedoms. I didn't fight for Republicans or Democrats. I fought for our freedoms. And so that's really my concern today. That is my concern. We're losing our freedoms. And that's why I wrote Manifesto. And all the quotes in there, we've been warned for years. We have been warned for years. Let me read you Khrushchev's warning from the back of the book. It says, your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism, all right, but we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and you find you already have communism. We'll not have to fight you. We will weaken your economy until you fall like an overripe fruit into our hands. Nikita Khrushchev, 1959. We've been warned for years, Michelle, but people don't listen. The problem is our academic system. We don't teach anything about money, and we teach people critical race theory, and all what they teach, I don't know, racism. Why don't we teach them about money? That was Rich Dad for years and years and years. Why don't we teach kids about money? And money is gold, silver, and today Bitcoin.
Well, speaking of Rich Dad, Robert, and certainly one can see that the pandemic has created an environment for unprecedented control over people. And we know that there have been pockets of uprising against this. But this is an economic channel, so I'm going to bring it back to in investment advice. You've long advocated for investing in real estate as a source of income, one of the biggest premises of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Do you still suggest investing in real estate in the real estate market now?
Absolutely. You want to invest in things that last. That's Jim Rickards. Invest in what lasts. But this is the key. Let me explain something. Behind me is my cash flow board game. There's two tracks on the board game. There's a rat race, which is a 401k guy. And then there's a fast track. That's a capitalist track. In other words, this is it here. Okay, so this is my little, this is book two of the Rich Dad series, ESBI. So our schools teach us to be employees and self-employed, like doctors, lawyers, and stuff like this. Capitalists teach people to be business owners or brand owners and investors. But the only way you get out of the rat race is via a thing called a financial statement. So if you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and if you read Cash Flow Quadrant and you play the cash flow game, you have to have a financial statement. Your financial statement is what your banker wants to see. So when I go talk, I just borrowed $31 million a couple of weeks ago for a piece of property in Austin, Texas. If I didn't have a strong financial statement, I couldn't borrow $31 million. And so what's happening today is the poor middle class who went to school, they got their jobs and all this stuff, they're being wiped out, while the rich are getting richer because everything the Fed prints stays in the asset class, not the business class. So we're screwing our own people by not reinvesting in plants and equipment for jobs. And the Fed and the Treasury are destroying our country.